So, once I decide whether to use the strong form or the weak form by following these rules or cases, okay, try to pay attention here, guys, to the English example. Okay? I have been waiting for you. Okay? I is what? Is it a functional or content word?
Functional.
It's a pronoun. Have.
Functional.
Been.
Functional.
Good. Waiting.
Content.
For. You.
Functional.
Guys.
Content.
So, FFFCFFC. So, what are the words that carry stress? The content words. Guys and wait. Ring is the second part of the verb. Okay? So, here, the rest, they should be normally contracted. Okay? Now, let's see the cases. For I, should I use it in its weak form or strong form?
Strong.
Why? Is it contrasted? Is it cited?
No.
Is it? Is there the and or a pause? Of course, the choice we cannot talk about. So which form?
Weak.
Have.
Weak.
Been.
Weak.
For.
Weak.
You.
Weak.
Très bien. So I should say, I've been waiting for you guys. I've been waiting for you guys. Okay, guys? Not for you. For you guys. Rapidly. Okay, guys? So normally, if I don't find those cases, I directly apply it and they use the weak form, okay? If you check your lesson, your PDF file, you will find that I put normally nearly 40 words there, okay, with their strong and weak form. When to use the strong and when to use the weak. Must, the strong form is must. The weak is must, ولا مس. I must go is different from I must go. Okay, guys? They mean the same thing, but there is special emphasis on the first one. Okay, guys? لازم الروح, لازم الروح in Arabic. It's translated like this. But in the first, it's لازم الروح, somehow. Okay, guys, or no? For English speakers, must and miss or missed. Clear? Anyway, if you check, you will find all weak forms. Shall, shall, ill, etc. Okay, guys? For this, good.